Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Yeah, this is DJ motherfucking Premier.
And I'm Dr. Dre.
What? Primo. Yeah, we fucking shit up.
No, we don't play no games.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
Ah, yes. What's happening? West, West, y'all. Matter of fact, we really finna go West, West, y'all. What's up? K100 Radio. Pause. If you can't feel that motherfucking goddamn song right there with Dr. Dre over a Primo track, kill your motherfucking self and never listen to rap again, bitch. Let's get it. You know what it is, man. K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. That's the website. You know how we get down, man. Of course, today we present to you another direct line interview. Gonna be some shots fired. All right. So, as you well know, most of the time, a lot of times when we go out and we do live events, right? We try to show love to independent artists. We try to give them incentive to come rock with the event that we're rocking with. Last week, and this is a really quick turnaround for us. Last week, right, we did an interview, and we was on a panel, and we did the ATL Listening Jam, right? That was the name of the event. Shout out to Dynamic Visions, okay? They hooked us up. They had a great event. It was over there in Midtown. So just off the whim, I was like, you know what? What I'm going to do for all the artists who came out, because it was a nice turnout. It was a lot of talent in the building. I just wanted to give something back. So I just decided right then and there. I said, yo, whoever got the banger of the night, whoever come through, you know what I'm saying, and really just represent and give a banging-ass song and really have a crowd into it, me, the panelist, and then the DJ, I said, I'm going to give him an interview on K100 Radio immediately, because I just wanted to hear some new music. I was in the mood to hear some new music. I was in the mood to show some love. So it wasn't an easy decision. There was a couple of artists that came through that had great songs. But one artist came through, and he just had everybody knowing the name of his song, everybody singing his hook before the shit was over with. It was dope, and it was different. You know what I'm saying? And I say different because right now, we're in a culture. I led into this interview with the Dre track for a reason. Because we're in a culture where everybody feels like they got to rap the same way. Everybody got to rap on a certain kind of beat, a certain kind of track or whatever in hip-hop. In order for this shit, you know what I'm saying, to work. And it's not, and to me, that's probably one of the worst things about hip hop right now. But this guy came through with a classic West Coast banger. Now, granted, you know what I'm saying, he's from Cali, so okay, yeah, that's cool. But the fact of the matter was, homie came through with a banger, and it was just like, for a second, I was like, he's representing the West Coast, representing Cali, had the whole crowd in there crazy, man. And that artist, that was Mash. What's going on, man? Welcome to K100 Radio. Let's get it, man.
What's going on?
Hello, man. What's going on, man? Thank you for being on K100 Radio, man. I'm glad to have you, man. What's good with you, homie?
Man, tell him, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'll tell you what, dog. Like, for real, I'm going to get ready. We're going to definitely play the song. Of course, the name of that joint is called Gangsta Music. So if you haven't heard his song yet, you will during this interview. If you've been listening to K100 Radio since about last week, though, you heard it because we threw it in rotation off top. But besides that, man, first of all, introduce yourself to the broadcast. And then I'm going to get into a couple of questions, some Q&A with you real quick. We're going to talk about some things. But mainly, I'm going to get into what inspired you to kind of keep it West-West, when a lot of times people right now feel like everybody need to sound like Atlanta or some shit in order to get on. But we're going to talk about all that. But go ahead and introduce yourself to the broadcast real quick. Go ahead, homie.
All right, man, it's Mash, coming from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Find me at BMZ Records, BMZ Music Groups. That's about it, man. I'm just Mash, man. That's what I do. I'm Mashing.
He just Mash it. Just...
Yeah.
So, look, check this out, man. First of all, you did the ATL Listening Jam. How did you find out about that event? We want to make sure we get that on the record. Like, how did you find out about the ATL Listening Jam? How did you end up coming out rocking that particular stage that night?
Actually, my big homie, he heard about it. He signed me up. And he just called me like, "Oh yeah, be ready Sunday. We got an event to do Sunday." So that's how I heard about it.
Okay, so somebody had done the ground.
He called me and it was, yeah, he was just like, "Come on, we got something to do Sunday." So it was really just spur of the moment for me.
So you just came through. So it wasn't planned. You just kind of came through on that day. But hey, look what happened out of it. You know what I'm saying? It was a good idea. You know what I'm saying? But tell everybody where you're from. I read your bio and everything, and it says that you grew up back and forth in between California. You grew up listening to, you know, West Coast music and Atlanta music. Kind of explain how that was growing up, going back and forth in between California and Atlanta. It's two very different places.
Yeah, it was cool, man. You know, it gave me a different type of style. Like, I feel like I can rap on anything now, you know, because you get two different flavors from California. Like, on the West Coast, you really just gonna hear mainly just West Coast music. Out here, you know, it's people from everywhere out here in Georgia, so you're going to hear a whole bunch of different music and shit. So it just gave me a different type of style. Like, I could go on any beat, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So let's talk about what you just said, though, on the West Coast. So you saying that if you ride through the streets of L.A. or Compton or whatever right now, basically all you hearing is West Coast music, and, you know, all you hearing is Nipsey, all you hearing is Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, Game, is that all you hearing?
I'm saying for the most part, you know, most people, like, you know, it's just that hometown love. You know, we real biased out there. It's just that hometown love, you know what I'm saying? So, but out here, you know, you hear mostly just Atlanta music.
Well, yeah. I mean, how it is now. But the thing about it is, this is the thing. Now, I don't even know if you necessarily call it Atlanta music, because you got so many people that's from other places that sound like...
It sounded like Atlanta music.
Sounds like Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's not Atlanta music. It sounds like Atlanta music, but cats be from New York, or sometimes they be from the West Coast, or they be from Texas, or they be from the Midwest, you know? And it's just a sound. Don't get me wrong, that's cool, but to me, completely just out of control and oversaturated, and I'm just kind of sick of it at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's why I think that's why you had everybody rocking at the ATL Listening Jam, just because, don't get me wrong, it was other people that night that had great records, but I think it just sounded like shit. Somebody took us to California real quick, and everybody was like, "Oh yeah, we left Atlanta," and everybody was like hype. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't R&B, it was kind of mostly sounding like Atlanta, pretty much. Not mostly, it was. Even we had the one New York rapper came in there, and he did an Atlanta.
New York, yeah.
I was like,
he kind of embarrassed himself.
Well, I don't want to kill him. I don't want to go in on him live on air. We gave him enough.
We go skip that.
You know, so I was just like, I, and as I said in my feedback, you know, with me being a panelist, I was on one that I just did the radio panel last night at a Street Talk event here, and you know, had some of the same advice for a lot of the artists that was there. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of more stuff coming up. I'm on an A3C panel and all kind of stuff. But whenever I sit on a panel, and I try to give, you know, artists real feedback and real, you know, but I'm lately I find myself on this tangent where I'm just like, yo, just do you, just wherever you from, do give me the sound of your hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know your hood. Sound like West Side Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're from Cali or from New York, give me your sound. Give me something different. And I'm kind of on that right now, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so anyway, we'll go ahead and pull the trigger. Just another thing I got to ask you. If you could collaborate on one song, right? If you could just pick right now, in the game right now, artist that you could just get a feature with, you feel like it really just go, who would it be? Who would you pick?
Right now, it'd have to be Kendrick for me, man.
Yeah?
Kendrick.
Is he got the juice right now? It's Kendrick. Passed him a crown the other day. I seen it on, they was at an event, and they officially, like, literally gave him a crown of the king of the
world.
I was like, that's
so
cool.
But I mean, I also like J. Cole, too, though. I like lyrics.
Right. So, okay. That was another thing. Like, with gangster music, is like, it's not like lyrically, you know.
Yeah.
It's nigga. I wanted to go goddamn just rent a 6-4 for the weekend with some stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna buy one, nigga. I'm not finna buy that shit. But I just wanted to go. Ride around listening to the goddamn the first Chronic and your shit, just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Switches on niggas. that was the kind of feel that they gave me. And I think that's why everybody was really like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They was fucking with the record, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the way, do you think the West Coast is resurging right now? Do you think the West Coast, as far as making it, because that of course everybody had the era at the top of them, you know, during the Death Row years and all that, you know, West Coast, the East Coast, they was kind of going back and forth, but then, you know, the West Coast really had a reign. But now I see a lot of people coming out of the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, and getting a lot of national radio love, you know what I'm saying? It's slowly, what do you think about that? Not so much here, you know what I'm saying, but other places.
Other
are.
Places. Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, it is coming back around. But you can tell even, like, just by the certain beats people are using now, they got that West Coast feel to a lot of the beats. They got that Chris Brown feel to it, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I think everything's just got this place. Like, just like afros, and when afros came back in style, and BS flat top now.
I guess so. My son got a fucking high top fade right now.
Like, see?
The one part with the cut. Yes, he's rocking it.
Yeah.
Killing the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So check it out. We're getting ready to play some of the music. We're going to play gangsta music first. We're going to go ahead and give them the introduction of how I was introduced to you. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting ready to play that. Who produced this track? That's what I wanted to know. Where'd you get the track?
Man, that's the craziest part about that. A dude I met said it was a beat. He emailed it to me, said it was his beat. Come to find out, it wasn't his beat. It's on the internet. So now I'm in the process of ripping and running, trying to find out who made it. I've been in contact with the person on the beat, but I can't get back with them, and I'm in a situation with that right now. So
nah, fam. You know what? Let me pause real quick. I'm 100 round drum that nigga, first of all. But check it out. You know what? The crazy part about that is, homie, honestly, that happens so much that it's like, for me, I'm like, damn, this again? Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
In my position, I literally, like, one, like, we did our review segment one time. And literally on our review segment, homie, two artists had sent in a track, right? And it was a beat that, what's that one sound, that notorious sound click dude used to be? Johnny Giuliani.
Johnny
that one,
Giuliano, yeah.
Yeah, Giuliano, that one guy. It was a track that he had, quote-unquote, exclusively sold just to them. You know what I'm saying? And literally on my review segment, homie, these dudes both was like, you know, when it came on, I was like, wait a minute. I had heard, and it was a track that I had actually heard before somewhere else. And I was like, I told both of them, when I played the first one, then, you know, I was like, okay, we did it. And then like five songs later came up, dude was like, I hit play because I don't listen to the songs until I review them. I hit play, fucking same beat. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, it was crazy. It got live on the air. You know what I'm saying? I put both the dudes on the air like, yo, one of y'all getting, you know what I'm saying? Like, both of y'all need to cut. Both of them had them paid exclusive right, quote unquote, exclusive right fees and shit. You know how he charge you like a couple hundred for that shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That happens a lot to artists, to independent artists, man. So it's not, if anybody's in the music business, you definitely know that can happen so easy, and cats be misrepresenting themselves all the time. I'll be getting it worked out, because I hate for the song to have to end up getting, you know what I'm saying, going to the wayside about it. I mean, like, that's just.
Unless I find somebody that can make the beat for me, just like.
Well, you can get somebody to make it similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
yeah.
it ain't gonna
have the same feel though, man. With that beat.
You know, sometimes when you're in the lab with it, cause and they just come out like that, and cause you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. But I'm gonna play that shit anyway. You dig? You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Hey, check this out. Hey. I'm going to keep bumping it, unless you say, Blizzard, man, fuck that song. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep playing it. You know what I'm saying?
We can ride that till the wheels fall off.
That nigga come and say, nigga, what my check? And I'm like, you nigga, give you your check, nigga. I ain't know where to send it.
Yeah.
I ain't know where to send the check, nigga. I got it. Nigga, I ain't know where to send the check, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and let you introduce this joint, this gangsta music joint. Go ahead and introduce your song, homie, and then we're going to go ahead and run that. And we'll come right back to you. Go ahead.
All right, I'm Mass, man. This is my new single, Gangsta Music, man. Y'all bump that shit, play that shit, man. Straight West Coast banger, man. Check it out.
You know what it is. This is K1 Radio, direct live interview. Winner of the ATL Jam, the homie Mash. Let's go. This is how gangsta music sounds.
Yeah, nigga. Mash. Mark Jim's track, yeah.
For the killers, niggas, this go around. All the other weak shit water down that these niggas doing. We keep it 1,000. It ain't a gangster boy, till we go and dig cock up. I'm on the block with my clock tucked. Watching out for police and enemies that know me. Pay close attention to the scrapers with the slow creep. Say goodbye to your guys when you're low heat. You see the scene quick, but the nosy people notice me. They thought that it was over with. Double back around, spit some rounds just in case I miss. Nigga, I'm really with the shit. I was 60, so shit had me tripping every 6. Dead bodies after dead bodies in my dreams. Paranoid voice in my head start to scream. Either kill myself or get murdered over cream. Cash rules everything around me. Niggas can't keep it 1K with their team. Tell them bitch niggas get the fuck from around me. This is how gangsta music sounds. All that other weak shit watered down. I'm a real one, I don't fuck around. Fuck around. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. This is how gangsta music sounds. I'm friendly with the shit. Since niggas act your gangsta, leave your chest smoking like a broke radio. Pay the nigga off with your top, folks. Next time you see your bros, it's gonna be at the crossroads. Bulletproof, some niggas can't murder me. That's the way you think you'd be the first one to get put to sleep. Everybody dies, nigga, just wait in line. It's how your number get called, you just waste time. Don't fight it, nigga, ain't no way you're escaping it. I stay away from haters and the bosses on that fake shit. I'm mad, nigga, yeah, you know I'm lying. Nigga, it's the mob, so everybody dying. 18 shit, got a squad full of lions. Yeah. Moving through the jungle, leaving niggas' mamas crying. Suck you and the crew that you riding with. Nigga. I got some real niggas with me and we violent. Nigga. This is how gangsta music sounds. All that other weak shit watered down. I'm a real one, I don't fuck around. Fuck around. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. Lay your ass down. This is how gangsta music sounds.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Ah, that's how gangsta music sound. Foul, foul, bitch, lay your ass down. What up, though? www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Lizard Man. What's happening, man? Oh, this beat right here. Every time this beat come out, you try to pause it. West Coast shit, nigga. That's one of my favorite beats off the West. That whole album right there, just the beats are crazy. Mash, what up, homie? What's going on?
What's cracking? What's cracking?
Chillin', man. Welcome back to the broadcast. We live right now. This is K1's Radio. Our direct line interview with the homie Mash, representing West Coast in the building by way of ATL. What's going on, man? Winner of the ATL Listening Jam. Shouts out to the federal panelists that I had that day. We had Drazer from IB Daily, DJ Just Right, you know what I'm saying? Erica Mysore from Plug DJs. Shout out to Dynamic Visions for having us come out. DJ Big Lex. Catch our very own DJ Big Lex live every Wednesday, 5 o'clock p.m. over here in the building. Shout out to all the people that came out, all the artists who came out, man. It was a lot of other artists that had some dope music that came through. Shout out to Green Boys. They also rocked the house. Turquoise had a great song. But the homie right here stood up in the paint, and he won. So this is Mash introduction right here on K100 Radio. So let me ask you this real quick, dog.
Yeah.
And I want you to be honest with me. Right now, in the game, do you feel like if everybody would just pause and kind of start going back to rapping and everything kind of got segregated, like all the co-sounder and kept their own unique style and everything, and, you know, do you think the DJs, do you think the consumers, do you think everything would be accepted? Do you think it would ever get back to where everybody kind of has their own niche sound? Because right now, as a person who does radio and work with a lot of DJs, I want that to happen, but that's a lot, that transition back to that. It sounds like it wants to go that way, and I would love for it to, but I don't realistically believe it'll be that way. I think realistically people just like to just copy, and it's a lot easier and just quote-unquote do what's hot. But do you really think, you know what I'm saying, it'll ever get back to that? I'm talking about mainstream, because we personally make an effort to play different music, but you know what I'm saying, you know, the powers that be, you know what I'm talking about, like on FM radio and stuff like that, which FM radio, their days are numbered at the end of the day. That whole format is not going to be around forever. It will be, but it's not going to be the most powerful thing if after all. after a while. But what do you think? Do you think right now, do you feel like it's actually going to make a turn? Because some people say yes, and I kind of beg to differ, even though I reluctantly beg to differ. I really wish it did, but I'm just a realist. But what do you think?
I say yeah, but it's going to take a little time. If we get all, if all the other DJs come board with stop spitting whack, if the DJs are like, man, you know what, your shit whack, we ain't spinning that shit. But DJs thought we was going to get the club rocking, so that's what we got to spin right now.
I don't even know. I want to be clear that I don't even know if it's. I think a lot of people that are listening, you know, that are maybe just consumers, they don't understand a lot of things about, you know, the dichotomy of a DJ. And I think that sometimes I don't even know if it's necessarily, quote unquote, if you can call it whack. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people have to understand that not sometimes. A DJ's main goal and main job is to keep people rocking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think it's. See, everybody likes to blame it on the DJ, but me personally, I don't even know if it's about blaming the DJ per se. You know what I'm saying? I have to tell people all the time, and I have to remind them, look, DJs have to play what gets a party turned, or whatever word you want, whatever. So, like, if all the people are cool with that, and every time he plays, if he plays 10 songs back-to-back that sound the same or whatever, and the party keeps riding, if he's a DJ, his job is literally on the line. He can't just go out of it. He can, but it's risky. But so of course DJs do have to break the record. They have to kind of sort of force it a little bit, but the people have to kind of accept it. So my question really, because the DJs are going to go with the people say DJs break records, and they do, but they still have to go with the flow of the people. And I don't know if the people are ready to just switch yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel?
Yeah.
I don't know if the people are ready. I think the industry been ready for that shit. I know I have. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I kind of got into this game, and that's why we play what we play over here. But I don't know if the people are ready yet. You know what I'm saying? I think they hit the...
They second their zone like that. That's
yeah.
What it seems like to me. Like, everybody is... They're content with what's going on right now. They're only listening to the beats now. They're not even listening to what nobody's saying no more. Because nobody's really saying stuff no more. Like, I really don't understand what half these rappers are saying nowadays. It's the beat and the hook.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't. A lot of them, you know, with the sing rap and everything, it's just kind of getting redundant. Let me ask you this: did you see Straight Outta Compton? You see Straight Outta Compton?
No, I didn't.
You ain't see it yet? Okay, well, I did see it. You know what I'm saying? And I was gonna ask
you. Said Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton.
Oh yeah, I thought you said something else. Yeah. You know, I see that the first day it came out.
I was gonna let it slide, but I was gonna be like, this nigga ain't.
Yeah, I know you're gonna clown me. Like, how you didn't see Straight Outta Compton?
Okay, so tell me what you think about that movie. I thought it was an excellent movie, but there's a lot of stuff. I'm asking you that's a setup question. But first of all, what'd you think about the movie? What'd you think about it?
It was great. It was great to me. Only thing I didn't like about the movie, they didn't get let Eazy-E show his diss when he went back at them. When he went back at Dre and he dissed Snoop and dissed Dre and them.
Right.
But other than that, it was a great movie to me.
Okay, you do have an excellent point on that. They should have whatever. So that was a setup question. So here's the thing, and I got to ask you this as an artist, right? Because right now, after all the success of Straight Outta Compton and everything that's went on, right? There's this bullshit, and I mean, I feel like it's total bullshit backlash that's coming with it from Dre's side. With everything that he went through with women back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And they're bringing up all this bullshit, and all this shit is popping up in the news and shit, right? And it's stuff that happened 20 years ago. At the end of the day, I'm kind of just like, I'm kind of pissed off about all of it, the way it's all going in the media, simply because this shit is something that he's already been through or whatever, he's paid his debt or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's coming back around, right? And now, I'm seeing all these clickbait links, what I call the motherfuckers want you to click on their website, so they just say some outlandish shit called clickbait. Everybody know what that is. Media Takeout is the king of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and TMZ. You know what I'm saying? But they've got these things where they're just dissecting some of the lyrics that he said, right? Some of the lyrics. They're checking some of the shit he said. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, this is the real Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? Basically trying to say he's just a crazy woman beater, whatever, don't support Straight Outta Compton, even though it made 60 fucking million first week. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You D-Bones, all shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't hear nothing from none of you motherfucking bitches, you know what I'm saying, 2 weeks before that shit came out. You know what I'm saying? Or last year. So I really don't give a fuck about none of that shit, honestly. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't even a factor last year. You know what I'm saying? Now this shit making a lot of money. Oh, you got a story to tell. So I'm like, just shut the fuck up, period. I don't want to hear from you. But that's my opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? But it brought me around to this, and this is what I'm going to ask you. The lyrics that you use in your music, right, as an artist, do you feel like you have to watch what you say as an artist, or do you feel like as an artist you should be able to say what the hell you want to say in your music because it's just music, or do you actually worry about if your song blow up or if it take off or whatever, how it will be perceived by people, kids, whatever? Do you even care?
No, I don't.
You don't? Why not?
Because it's my music. If, you know, there's something that I wanted to do. That's, you know, that's like getting a tattoo. You don't care what kind of tattoo. You know, if you want a tattoo, that's what you're going to get because it represents you. Because music represents me, and that's, I'm the type of nigga, I ain't finna, you know, hold back by my tongue for nothing. Whether I'm right or I'm wrong, and I feel like in music, you know, you could be wrong sometimes with some of the shit I be saying, but most of the shit I be saying could be right. But it's my shit, though.
All right, so do you feel like artists have a responsibility, or, you know, should rappers be role models? Do you feel like you should be a role model?
I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, of course, because I'm a father, so, yeah, but when you're doing music, just still let them know that, you know, be yourself. And when you keep it 100 like that, you let them kids know, too, look, be yourself. Whatever you feel, what's on your mind, go ahead and say it. This is an expression, you know, art.
All right.
But yeah, we do got to be role models to a certain extent, you know.
Okay. I say this. If you got it, you said you got a kid, I got kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm my son's, you know what I'm saying? I'm my son's role model, and that's the way it should be. But also, as a professional, you know, a person who was an artist and everything, you know, whenever I made music and whenever I write songs and I did everything, you know, coming up in the game as an MC, me personally, I feel like that music, when I do it, it's for grown-ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never put a fucking album out that didn't have the fucking parental advisory at the bottom of the sticker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, your kids, technically, maybe probably even shouldn't listen to K100 Radio. I mean, I'm not gonna stop them. If they're your kids, where the fuck you was at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they fucking listen to K100. You know, this is an uncensored radio broadcast. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they shouldn't. You know what I mean? Maybe they shouldn't do a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But they're going to do it, and they're gonna get exposed to it.
They're going to hear it on the playground when they're with their little friends.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, he's tough. So,
my son is a preteen, and, like, there's... I remember back in the day, my mom used to try to stop me from listening to rap. Rap is so big right now that I don't... There is no way I could literally try to stop my son and his generation of kids from listening to rap, bro. Like, there is no way. So I'm just like, look, you know, when I go buy him the shit he want to hear, and I go buy it from Walmart, you know what I'm saying? And try to cut it out a little bit, you know, for his iPod and everything. But there's no way I can stop. It's just, it's just questions.
Sure.
So,
as long as they don't write them wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to get your take on it because, you know, just there's a lot of unnecessary backlash stemming from that. And to me, it's like, what the fuck? You know, I think it's just a lot of people that's opportunists. A lot of people hate to see success. They hate to see a black movie kill everything else at the box office. Mission Impossible killed that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was just, that's what this bullshit is coming from, honestly. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to get your take on that. Now, we got another song by you before we get ready to get up out of here. Tell me about this other joint we're getting ready to spin.
This one called Yappas. It got that down south feel to it, but I still stayed in my lane on it, you know?
Okay.
So this is Yappas right here, riding around with them Yappas.
Yappas. Can you explain to us what Yappas is, just so we clear?
A chopper. The AK-47.
That's not a chopper sound, but, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, I already know.
Right now, we're still live fast. We're going to go ahead and hit this joint right here real quick, and we're going to get ready to get up out of here, man. All right? You know what it is. K-1's ready. Yappas.
Mob shit, you bitch. 18, nigga. You already know what it does, cuz. Bitch, niggas better make moves. Or get your ass moving. Get the fuck out the way. Grip, what it do, nigga? Yeah. Yeah. What? and we ain't leaving, nigga. Riding around with them yappers, sending shots at your partners, clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few guys. Riding around with them yappers, sending shots at your partners, clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few guys. We shooting your shit up. Nigga, you know it. Mob shit on our job shit. Laptops off with that chop spit. I'm mash, nigga. I go gorilla. Ape shit. Flying in a motherfucking spaceship. I'm an ill nigga sick with no faces. Had a doc be ready trying to change shit. Battle signs too weak, you won't make it, nigga. That's what you get for the hating, nigga. Turned up. And don't give a fuck about nobody. Chopper got kicked like he's doing karate. Heard a good night to a fucked up party. Out of my mind, my dome, it ain't right. Gotta stay strapped, cause niggas, they won't fight. Brother blaze guns and shooting the fair one. Niggas scared of losing, we catching the fake, huh? Go dumb with it on the front line. Make a pussy nigga die flat line. I'm a beast in the jungle, I'm a lion. I'ma eat like a steel feast time. Pull up with the page, studies and tech nine. My shit, nigga, my guys are gonna ride. Half of your niggas is probably on my side. Better think twice and get it out of your mind. Cause I'm going in hard for the crew. Hey, team, my nigga, what it do? Run around with that yacht on my lap. If I pull that bitch out, motherfuckers better move. Riding around with them yappers. Sending shots at your partners. Clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few doctors. Riding around with them yappers. Sending shots at your partners. Clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few doctors. We shooting your shit up. Catch a nigga hanging out where he trapped. Hit his block with the yacht, let it clap. Talk shit, get your tap, peel back. Fuck around and knock a nigga crew off the map. All my niggas stay strapped. And we all scream out. Niggas talking that tough shit. So we pulling up on they spot. Yeah, nigga, now what's that? I'm right here, nigga, what's crack? Tryna beef with a nigga, better peace with a nigga, cause I'm too deep for the street, for the street, nigga. And we don't back down. Gun got 100 rounds. Hit him in the chest, make him do a backflip, send him to his death. He don't want no problems, he really just want to talk. Hope for a pass, pray that I let him walk. Automatic the nigga, then move it to the dark. Get away, smooth, I hit the top out of park. Nigga, play your part. Jumping in the water with a pool full of sharks. Nigga, cut throat, all my bros got heart. We don't give a fuck, cause we hard from the start. Hey, team, all my niggas cut from a different type of claw. Team in 1K, all my niggas is a bar. Gotta keep winning, we cannot take a loss. You already know. Nigga, keep it gangsta, that's the only way you go. You wanna fuck a bitch, nigga, and a ratchet ass hoe. Shot a problem with me, then, nigga, let me know. Riding around with them yappers. Sending the shots at your partners. Clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few doctors. Riding around with them yappers. Sending the shots at your partners. Clearing out your whole roster. The whole crew will need a few doctors. We shooting your shit up. We shooting your shit up. Don't fuck with us, cause we mobbing.
Are tuned to the K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah. And we're getting ready to roll out. But we had a great time talking to the homie. Mash, what's up, homie? That one go hard too, dog. I like that one too.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man.
I see you got a fascination with firearms.
Yeah. But I got some other shit coming, man. I got some cool shit, some party shit, man. You know, we like to party on the West Coast, too.
So I know.
Some party shit coming.
Y'all also have Crips and Bloods.
Yeah, we do got that. And we all like to party.
Dress code, beat the C's, bitch. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? We turn the beat up in the background.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Nah, for real. But anyway, man, it's been great chopping up with you, man. Did you enjoy yourself? Did you enjoy us over at K-100?
Oh, yeah, man. I so appreciate you for having me, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad that you had a
chance. I love y'all showing me, dog.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and the thing about it is I try to tell people, man, you know, when we reach out and we come out to events like that, man, it's definitely all about just trying to show love to the independent artists, you know, that's out there on the grind. You feel me? At the end of the day, You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this real quick before we go. What do you think about the grind of the independent artists in Atlanta? I'll ask you that, and we'll go in and we'll trail off with that particular question. What do you think about on the independent music scene in Atlanta? What do you think about it?
Oh, man, it's hard. It's tough. Because there's so much talent out here on that underground scene. Like, when I be going to different events, man, there's people that's out here really, like, really putting in work. And, like, it makes you have to be out here in these people's face every night. You kind of growing out here.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, though. Okay, this is the thing. What, you know, I don't know how you go back to the West Coast or whatever, but the thing that a lot of people say when they come to Atlanta that they don't have it where, like you said, it's so many events. Like that same night, it was probably like 50 events going on that same night.
Yeah.
So you got to pick and choose which one, you know, to go to. You came to one and it ended up coming out, you know, turned out to be a good thing. But, like, right down the street from us, it was a producer battle that was jam-packed in there. You know what I'm saying? And so when I left out, when I left on that same street, you know, it was like four other events, you know what I'm saying, on one street in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So when I left out, I walked down there and I got up with, you know, street execs and people, and it was the producer battle. Shout out to DJ Big Tiny and all those guys that was there that night. Everybody that I saw one of our DJs from North Carolina. He was down there. And I was like, nigga, I didn't know you was going to be here. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And he's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I was right next to you. He's like, man, you know, he's like last minute, you know what I'm saying? The people he's rocking with decided to come down for that producer's battle. Not battle, just producers listening jam. But it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't understand just how much goes on in the underground scene in Atlanta. Everybody be all hyped up about the major shit that come to Atlanta. I don't think these motherfuckers know it's shit. I got two events to go to tonight. I was on the panel last night. I was on the panel last week. I got two panels coming up the rest of this month. I've got two events that I'm going to tonight. I got the Internet Radio Showcase tonight over at GME. You should come and check that out, homie, if you want to.
GME?
Yeah, GME. I'm fucking with Instinct Radio, another internet radio station that we rock with, that we cool with. They doing an event, and it's for just internet radio stations and people that, you know what I'm saying, we rocking with, you know what I'm saying? So definitely I'm inviting you to come out and rock on, you know, check that one out. I don't even know if they have any more openings, but actually I'm going to be working with them, and we're going to do a real big show with all the internet radio stations. So I'm definitely going to tap you to come out and check that one out, you know, and hit the stage on that one. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, it's just so much that goes on the underground, like, every night of the week, damn near. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people just don't understand that when you be seeing these artists, they came through the mud. They came through thousands and thousands of artists grinding literally 24/7 around here. But I don't know, is it like that on the West Coast? Is it like that in L.A.? Is the music, underground music scene popping like that with showcases and events and shit like that? I know it's split.
Really ain't nothing like out here. Got it. Like, as far as the underground scene, like out in Cali, you know, people still pushing their tapes out their trunk. You know, niggas ain't really going to showcases and shit like that. Niggas, like, just can't fly out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But out here, it's like, it's a lot of avenues you can go through to get your music heard out here. And that's why I like it out here. Like I said, I've been out here for a while, too. So it's like my second home. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. Well, I don't know, man. I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of artists get it. Some people take advantages of situations, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, but it's just so many options. I try to tell people, you know, when you're doing somebody here, you got to understand, if you try to throw an event, not only if you're a rapper, if you're trying to throw an event, you got competition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's competition. If you're trying to put it together, a showcase or something, nigga, you got competition. I'm an internet radio station. I got mad competition. And there's some places there ain't internet radio stations. I got plenty of competition out here. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They ain't fucking with me, but fuck that. You know what I'm saying? That nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? They ain't fucking with us, though. You know what I'm saying? Not for real. Y'all, man, make sure you rock with K100 Radio, man. Check us out, man. We got a crazy, crazy lineup. We just added another dope DJ from the DMV, man. We got, like, a whole bunch of mix shows and everything, man. So hopefully you tune in to K100 Radio, you know what I'm saying, and put people up on game about the broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you definitely know we're going to get it in.
Definitely, man. Well, thanks for checking in with us, man. We really appreciate it. Tell people how they can get to your music real quick before you go. What's your social media? What's your website?
I got SoundCloud. You go to SoundCloud at DMG Mash.
Mm-hmm.
And my Twitter. Everything is at Mash Music. And music is spelled M-U-Z-I-C-C.
M-U-Z-I-C-C. Got it? Everybody got it? M-U-Z-I-C-C. Mash. At MASHMUZICC. Go follow the homie, man. Tell him K100 Radio sent you, man. Go bump that gangster music, that yappas. I like Yappas, man. I think I'm rocking with Yappas too. You know what I'm saying? You got another banger just in case the nigga don't get his mind right with that beat. You got another banger.
Yeah.
But you
got. And we got at Yappas. We defeated for sure with Yappas. So we don't have no problem. All
right. But yeah, try to get the other beat secured. But if not, just keep rocking.
Definitely, I'm working on that.
One thing about it, if that bitch take off, trust me, he gonna come looking for the check. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They gonna turn up.
We'll
work
something out.
Yeah, you know. You know what I mean? You need to tell him, you need to make sure you give him that nigga number who lied at first. Like, look, man. Hey, this
yeah.
is. I don't know what to tell you, homie. Nah, but you gotta pay him. Just pay him. Just keep the money to the side. Don't blow money. Don't blow a check. You know what I'm keep that little
pup. Yeah, we definitely gonna get them straight. We gonna be no backlash and shit.
Yeah. The business side of that is you couldn't even list them as you know, splitting the publishing because you don't even know who the publishing company is because you don't even know who the fuck they are. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's the problem with getting beats off the internet and shit like that, man. It's a real risk. But, you know, a lot of times it's low cost and, you know, and artists got to get it how they live out here, try to get something that sound dope. But it really is crazy out here like that. But, you know, you'll work it out, homie. I got faith in you.
Oh, yeah.
I got faith. Bash, man. Thanks for A100, man, we're glad to have you aboard, man. It was a great interview. We're going to put this interview up on SoundCloud, so I'm giving them the whole shebang. We're posting this interview up on SoundCloud later on today or maybe sometime tomorrow once I get a chance. I got to get it to roll up out of here. If I have a chance to post it up before I leave the studio, I'll hit you up with a tag, homie, and let you know where it's at. All right? All
right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, too, bro.
Absolutely, man. K100 Radio, stand by. All right, man, so we're getting ready to roll up out of here, man. That's all we wanted to do. We wanted to bring Mash on the line. You know what I'm saying? DJ Butterock is coming up at about 7 o'clock. Oh, the return of DJ Corrupt. Uh-huh. Yeah, my homie coming back. He's almost fully recovered from that incident he got, you know, when he was, you know, almost mortally shot. You know what I'm saying? Came back out like a champ. You know what I'm saying? God wasn't ready to take him. You know what I'm saying? So he's standing back on his own, too. DJ Corrupt is on his way back. Yeah, next week. Yeah, I know. Y'all miss the homie too. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check out check that mix out, man. Next weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the same time. His mix show airs at 9 p.m. on Fridays, like it did. His slot is remain. We ain't putting nobody in that slot. We knew the homie was gonna make a full recovery. You know what I'm saying? And he did. And that's just excellent news over here at K100 Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? So he's gonna be back next week with a brand new mix, doing his thing like he was. Like it never happened. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to DJ Corrupt. So Friday's at 9. Yeah, but coming up at 7, you know, we got DJ Butter out with the 6-1 DJ's mix. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to our ladies doing the P-City Radio Show, our new show that we added over here that comes on at 12 o'clock. They've been getting a lot of little buzz going. They also have a magazine, too, PC Urban Magazine. You guys, make sure you check that out. And shout out to DJ Miss M. People tweet me like, yo, it's... She's killing a little twerp. She did a twerp mix today. I guess she had y'all popping out here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Miss M representing Canada. You know what I'm saying? She was live. She goes live every Friday at 1 o'clock. Make sure you check her out. Tomorrow's lineup is crazy. Crazy. Full on vibes. Our London show comes on at 12. DJ Overs, he has a guest DJ. He's helping, coming in with the mix. Him and he's got a guest DJ. He's going to be doing the mix with him also. Representing that reggae, soca, and hip hop. That's at 3. DJ Standard at 5 o'clock. With the RPM mix, he always shows love to the independent artists, but he does play mainstream. He mixes it in, so make sure you check it out so you can see who's popping in the underground out here in Atlanta. 7 o'clock, the Sip checks in, Mississippi DJ Undeniable on the ones and twos. That's at 7. Then right after that, the A&R's Choice Show with Jay Harris. Shouts out to the homie Jay Harris. I think he's got a DJ, a guest DJ. I think they did a 94.5 event, and they got some... I got a lot of interviews and drops and stuff like that for people live on location when they were live at Opera for that event. So he's going to have all that stuff airing for you. That's at 8 o'clock right after DJ Undeniable, the A&R's Choice Show hosted by Jay Harris. So Saturday, man, you know, we be killing shit. I tell people all the time, man, you know, when you out riding around, man, yo, you can take K100 Radio in the car, homie. I listen to K100 Radio in the car. You know what I'm saying? Just take your phone or your tablet or whatever you got. You know what I'm saying? Download our free app. We got apps for the App Store. We got apps for Google Play. We're also on TuneIn Radio. And then connected to your audio in your car. You can plug your aux cord in, or if you got one of those fancy decks that you can connect Bluetooth audio, turn your Bluetooth on. The Bluetooth showers. It sounds perfect if you do it with Bluetooth. The aux cord takes a little bit of quality away from it, but that Bluetooth comes through crystal clear. But the aux cord still sounds great. You know what I'm saying? We broadcasting at a high bit rate, so everything comes through clear. So rock with us in your car, man, because I know ain't nobody sitting in the house on no Saturday. I know I ain't either. We be riding around. been in the block, but you can still take K100 Radio on the road with you on the go, man. So make sure you rock with us all the time, man. 24/7, we live. It don't stop. But speaking of West Coast, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, and I got my mind made up tonight. I got my mind made up where I'm going. I'm going to the bar exam, and I'm going to GME Lounge. And I got my mind made up about that. It's like my dog, man. Pac. West, y'all. We out.
Find it, I feel like they weak strong. These motherfuckers are born when the world is sporting. When I come in, microphone, I get deadly katana. When the parent, the snake, and the panda among those who can stand the more power of shame and make it possible for me to drop you to wreck the brain. A man tend to keep on wishing upon a star. I'm realizing who the fuck we are when I penetrate the damn sad state. It could be the greatest system of all time when I create a rhyme for the simple fact. When I attack the Christian side, I'm getting to ride. Every time all night, I face with the stars beyond this fun bar. Beating with my car, I face with a mirage, breaking the gas with a 6-8 all day. And I will pay, assume to count the body.
So mandatory, my elevation, my lyrics like orientation. So you could be more familiar with the nigga you facing. You must be facing nothing better than communication. Know the damage and highly flammable like gas stations. Tell me I left that ass waking. No more procrastination, give up the fake and get that ass shaking. I'm busting and making motherfuckers panic. Don't take your life for granted, put that ass in the dirt. You swear the bitch was planted. My lyrics motivate the planet. It's similar to information, but dubbed out. So give me Janet, who's in control? I'm activating your soul. You know the way the game's getting told. Yo, 2 years ago, a friend of mine told me how to play a crystal, blows your mind. Bear with it to the deepest fucking rhyme I wrote. Taking off my coat. My
I got my mind made up. Come on, come on. Get it too.
Cheat on
too.
It.
Let it rock.
Get with it.
It's a nice thing. I got my mind made up. Come on, get it. Get it too. Let it rock. It's a nice thing.
Well, I come through with 2 packs of the bomb prophylax for protection, so my fucking track won't collapse. Cause nowadays, shit evading the x-rays, sending young motherfuckers to an early grave. I find with my terrifying tactics, the torture that I see shows my heart too cold as a thunder. I let it shine like thunder, I'm just too much. Fucking hard with that motherfucking poisonous touch. I'm in, I'm see with lyrics, that's the fucking Bombay. You got death before instant death like Bombay. I leave a mark on your mind as a deadly vibe spread to your head like Sam Carr. There's no mistake, 9 glasses, use my